want to thank the Lord for amazing grace. It's not that you are worthy or you're special that you are standing where you are standing. But it is the grace of God. Unmerited favor. Let's sing it one more time with a meaning in our hearts. As I ask Brother MacArthur, come open with a word of prayer. I just want to sing it differently with meaning in our hearts to say,
amen.
There are so many people in the world, but some of them, they were even born in better families. Maybe worshipping the Lord the way they were, but amazing grace chose them. So let's just sing it with a meaning. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Amen.
Wakanaka kwamuri muzita rinokosha ratenzi wedu Jesu Kristu. Angoni makaka will not allow such a response. So for the sake of Ngoni makaka, I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can see you smiling now. Let's greet the name of our Lord. Joy the songs of Zion. The special songs too. Then so also one of my friends singing as well. So privileged to have good friends. If I decide today not to be in the message, it means I don't have good friends. For the sake of these good friends, amazing grace. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amazing grace is my other name. Had it not been grace, brother and sister, where would I be? The heavens indeed do rule.
Oh, zilo kwazo matenga anotonga.
I was going another way.
Ndichienda neimwe nzira.
But the ruling of the heavens.
Asi kutonga kwematenga.
Pulled me back.
Kwakandidonza kumashure.
We have Brother Mukaro Junior in church today. I'll ask him to stand so we recognize him.
Na Brother Mukaro Junior vari muchechi mangwana nano chakumbira kuti vasimuke.
God bless you, Brother Mukaro. Pray that the Lord will help you. Sister Chitio says, I come with Mrs. Chitepo to church. May the Lord speak to her. God bless you.
Sister Chitio, I will go and Chitepo to church. As they are married,
I'll ask Mrs. Chitepo to stand so that we recognize her.
Kereki mangwana niano.
Mrs.
Papa.
I was taken to where Sister Chitio normally sits.
Chitio is around as no one's got a Sister Chitio.
Do we have any new visitors whose names have not been brought up?
Could
if you are around, I'll ask you to stand. So we appreciate you.
Business chapter.
30 minutes after service, this is coming from business chapter committee.
30 minutes, we should engage Shumira Pera, Chirubagone committee, a business chapter.
And also the deacons, they advise that there is baptism today after service.
The deacon argues we should have a service, Shumira service, Panero Babatizu.
I also want to believe you will still pray for the youth international convention.
Today
being the 1st of March,
it means
the meeting is happening in April, which is next month.
As we pray,
let also our pockets do the action as we pay.
Which is due, I understand $50.
So we did send the invite to the various churches. And the confirmation from the pastors was that they were going to announce it to the various churches. Specifically, Pastor Chitinde says, yes, we'll encourage our youth to attend, especially this very one. So you better do it quick before the place is filled up. Yes, we continue praying for that. Money the Lord will provide.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
The Lord will provide. We also want to thank the Lord for giving us a nice place like this to worship.
You seem not to believe that. Come on. Come
on. Indeed, it is a nice place to work in. The ask is, let's help one another. To look after it the best way we can. We say it is our church, it is our pride. Last time we mentioned about the business chapter, pulling up resources to attend the lighting system. The window panes as well as the borehole, we are so thankful for that. To add on to that, as we are saying our church is our pride, if you feel that you need to do something to the Lord to make this church more habitable or comfortable, please go ahead and see the trustees. If maybe you have got an idea or a suggestion to make it more appear more in terms of appearance or just the general outlook, please go ahead and just whisper to them to say if we do one or two things, it will just help our church.
kuda izano raungadai winaro unaita kuti kereke yedu itarisike zviri nani kupinda zvairi wakasununguka kuona matrustee wovapanga zano rako manga tichifunga kuti dai tidai kuti kereke ive nani.
Yes, we also notice that the stage size or the stand size of this church is relatively small in terms of size.
Isu tiri kuonawo zvekare kuti stand yedu yatakavakira church yedu inoyi idiki kwazvo.
And we are not able to do some other activities. Remember the other time I was talking to the Sunday school, the new Sunday school superintendent. He said, Pastor, Sunday school children that are having their Sunday school once they are standing, when it's raining, we cancel Sunday school. It is also because our land size is very small. We cannot put in other structures.
ndirikutaura nemukuru wesunday school achiti kana mvura ikatanga kunaya kana kuti ngatiti chando charova kwazvo havagoni kuti vaitire sunday school panze vana vanenge vachinayiwa nemvura nekuti stend yedu idiki hatina zvimwe zvivakwa zvatinogona kuwedzera kupfuura chino chatinacho ichi.
Even parking lots, our cars cannot conveniently fit in our parking lots.
Kunyange pekupaka motokari dzedu hadzisi kukwana.
We need to pray that the Lord will do something.
Isu tofanha kunamata kuti Mwari vatiitirewo chimwe chinhu.
Now, if you throw your eyes outside, you can see that there are some green mills in the neighborhood.
Ukatarisa meso ako unogona kutoona kuti pane chibage chakatikomberedza.
But we are struggling. Our children, they are having Sunday school while they are standing.
Asi isu tiri tichinetsekana vana vari kuita Sunday school vakamira asi takakomberedzwa neminda.
I'm sure the Lord can do something if we pray.
Ndinotenda kuti Mwari vanoita chimwe chinhu kana tikanamata.
For years, this issue has been on the cards.
Kwemakore nemakore nyaya iyi yanga ingori patafura.
But I believe it is time that if believers get together and pray, the Lord can move elements.
Ndinotenda kuti yanguva yekuti zvino tichivhiya kana vatendi vakanamata.
How many believe we need more land?
Vangani vanozvitenda kuti tinoda mumwe musha.
How many believe the Lord can move elements?
Vangani vanotenda kuti Mwari vanogona kufambisa zvimiro.
We all agree.
Kana tose tikawirirana.
I know the Lord is already happy for us to worship him better.
Ndinoziva kuti Mwari vari kutofara kuti tivanamate zviri nani.
So let's pray.
Ngatinamatei.
Before we read the scripture,
Satsaveringa gwaro.
Jesu muribuwe rangu. Just listen.
Tomba imba ruyuru, Jesu muribuwe rangu.
Those comfortable standing, you can stand, but it's not compulsory.
Anogona kusimuka, simukai.
Jesu muribuwe rangu. We want to also clap for our musicians that are doing a great, great job. Hey. And singers in the congregation, a wonderful job you did.
Miezo I Chihuya Muriba. Ona iyo miedzo hi chiuya muriba. Jesu, 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 Jesu muribuwe. Ona ndera kuhirondera. Ona Jesu muribuwe. O muriba. Ona Jesu, 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 muribuwera, ona ndera, hirondera. Ona Jesu, muribuwera, ona muriba kure.
Next time.
Ona hiwo matsudzo achiu, himi muriba kure. Ona iwo matsudzo achiu, imimi muri ba Jesu 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 Ona ndera nduhiro ndera Ona Jesu muri buera Ona muri ba kore Ona kuchema kuchiuya imi muri ba Ona kuchema kuchiu imi muri ba Ati Jesu 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 O muri buera dera ndera O ye Jesu muri buera O muri ba Ona ho hiko hakuna cha chingacha muri ba kore O izone mandu tichachi muri ba O Jesu 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 O muri buera ndera O na Jesu Jesu muri buera Izo mari mari chineta muri ba kore O na kuchema kuchiu Uya muriba O na mariti chineta Uriba kore O na zinu zikaneta Uriba Nisei Jesu, Jesu, Jesu Ona muri buera ngi dera gunera Jesu Jesu muri buera o ironera Ona Jesu 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 dera dera gunera Ona Jesu muri buera For the last time, Jesus, Jesus. When I Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Honeran, ironeran. When I Jesus, muribuera. Oh, muriba.
And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a memory of the Christians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily
discussion.
Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
Shall
we bow our heads?
Tinokutendai baba maita yenyu nekuti unza zvakare mukati meimba yenyu baba. Vana venyu Mwari havana kuuya mukati meimba yenyu kuzoonana kana kuuya kuzonzwa munhu achitaura baba. Asi vana venyu Mwari baba pane chavadhonza Mwari baba makarurama. Nekuda kwekuti ishe Mwari tinoziva kuti tine vindiso baba inotaura kuti kana pakaungana vaviri kana vatatu muzita renyu imi Mwari munenge muripo pakati pavo. Tinokutendaiwo zvakare ishe Mwari samasimba ose. Nemishoko rakama rakatipa baba makarurama makataura mukati tarira ndinokutumira iwe muprofita Jehovha muprofita takamugamuchira takamutenda Jehovha Mwari baba makarurama ndosakitaura kuzoungana pano mwana nekuti magwaro zvakare anotaura kuti panenge paine mhuka ichiri kudziya iri kujuja ropa ndipo panenge pakaungana zvapfungu baba makarurama vana venyu mwari vauya kuzodya kubva pamuri patafura yenyu baba tiri kukumbira ishe vari kumusoro kudenga kuti baba muchipawo mufundisi wedu kufemerwa kunobva kumusoro kudenga baba kuti pamagwaro averengwa yamwari pamwe pane mumwe atombomaverenga mangwanani ano pamwe vazhinji vari muno tinomaziva magwaro aya asi baba tiri kuda ishe mweya wenyu mutsveni kuti uye uchipa mufundisi wedu kududzirwa kunopuhwa nemweya baba kuti patinozobuda mukati meimba ino baba vangu makarurama tinotaura kuti zvanga zvakatinakira mwari pavanga vachitaura nesu mwoyo yedu haina kutsva here ishe kwavanga vachitaura baba maita henyu tinonamata tichikumbira baba tangai nesu sevhisi ino mugopedza nesu takumbira zvose nekutenda nezita rajesu kristu amen. Garai zvenyu pasi.
We're going to read again.
Chavereka zvakare.
Wherefore, brethren, look ye among you seven men of honesty, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom you may appoint over this business.
Zvino hama dzangu, sanangurai pakati penyu varume vanomwe vanopupurirwa zvakanaka, vazere nemweya nouchenjeri, vatingaisa pabasa iri.
But we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
Asi tichatungira pakunyengetera nepabasa reshoko.
And the same place the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and the other six brethren there.
Shoko iri rakafadza vazhinji vose vakasangana Stefano murume wakanga azere nekutenda nemweya mutsvene nevamwe vatanhatu.
Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them.
Vakaisa pamberi pavaapostora vakavanyengeterera vakaisa maoko pamusoro pavo.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rake ngarikudzwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are so thankful this morning to be in the house of the Lord.
Tinotenda zvikuru sakuva muimba yaShe.
Being in the house of the Lord itself is victory.
Kungova muimba yaShe kungopindamo kukunda.
So many things could have distracted you from coming or even hindered you from coming.
Zvakawanda zvingadai zvakudzivisa kana zvakukanganisa kuuya muimba yaShe.
David was said he was happy when he was told to say, let's go to the house of the Lord. If he was happy by just being told, how much more you already in the house of the Lord.
David akafara pakanzi hande imba yaJehovha. Kana akafara nekumbonzi hande kwe iwewe watove mumukati.
We are so thankful unto the Lord today.
Tinotenda Mwari zvikuru sa nhasi.
We just want to ordain our officers whom we elected the other time.
Nhasi uno tida kuzodza kana kuti kugadza ma officers edu ataka sanangura mizuva riya.
And then we then go into our service.
To tanga hedu shumire yedu.
The 4th of January, you remember, we called them up and then you selected and voted for them. So then we want to ordain them.
So 4th of January, kana muchirangarira takaunza kuno mberi mukavasarudza saka nhasi uno ndozuva ravo nekuzodzwa.
Ask the deacons and the trustees at the appropriate time, I'll call them, then they will come up front.
Such a government deacon and trustee, Munguaya Kafangira, Achawaya Kumumbe.
In the placing of the deacons, at paragraph 10, the prophet says,
Mukukazokoma deacon, paragraph 10, Prophet Arnold.
We read this, we just want to read it one more time.
Takambu Paveringa, Stokuba Paveringa Shakari.
And so, therefore, then it has been found favorable with the board and the pastor and the overseer to select this group of people.
Naizvozvo zvaonekwa zvakafanira nemufudzi neboka kuti tisarudze varume ava.
Whom we think to be honorable and just men.
Vatinotenda kuti varume vanoremekedzwa uye vakarurama.
We can only bring them.
Tinokwanisa kungovaunza.
And if then they are appointed by the church.
Ivo vanosarudzwa nechurch.
By their own vote.
Nekuvhota kwaiyo church.
And then these men shall say if they feel that they will accept this office.
Zvino varume ava vachazoshumira pabasa iri kana vachinzwa kuti vanokwanisa kuzvigamuchira.
Then they will come for a short time to see if they feel that maybe that God has called them.
Zvino vachazoya kunongo vadiki vachiona nguva yekutaura zvekuti Mwari vavadana here pabasa iri.
That one with the same message, blessing of the deacon, the prophet says. Now, you as said, let these tests be tried and see if they desire this office. Within a few weeks, God willing, as the prophet saying, I will return back to lay hands upon this group of men. So we are just following the same thing. A couple of weeks back, we presented them to the church. So like the prophet says, yes, we return now and lay hands upon these men in ordination. To make them the official trust or deacons of this church in
Treasurer.
Just allow me a couple of minutes. We just read the bylaws of the Branham Tabernacle.
Now,
some of these things, it also just help us as we attend church to know what is expected of each one of us, what is expected of the pastor, what is expected of the deacons, what is expected of the trustees, the various organs in the church. So we'll read the church order of the Branham
Tabernacle.
The office of the pastor. The office of the pastor is to conduct and act upon a program of which he believes to be in according to the plan of God.
Office ya pastor ndiye kuita basa rose iro ravanonzwa kutungamirwa kuti nekutenda kuti riri maringe neurongwa hwaMwari.
According to the word of God for the Branham Tabernacle, so we can also say is the
tabernacle.
He shall assume supreme authority and meet the initial responsibility
as
to the keeping and promoting of the spiritual welfare of the church. He shall be the head of the associate pastor, the deacon board, the trustee board, and the church board itself. Acting in wisdom to lead God's saints, manifesting love towards all the saints and their burdens, conducting himself in a perfect servitude of which God has called and cleansed him to act upon. This is the office of the pastor. And then the office of deacons. The office of deacons is elected according to the word of God and in the manner of Branham Tabernacle, or also say is the tabernacle. It is to act as an office of spiritual assistance to pastors. They are to assist the pastors in all of his spiritual activities. They are given free speech in presenting to the pastors a program or benefit that will bless the general and spiritual work of the church. They must be asked to teach and ready to assist the pastor or associate pastor on every duty called do so.
Kana
and assist in serving communion.
Vachabatsira pakudyiwa kwecommunion.
They shall be acting ushers in all services.
Vachange vari maasha mumaservice ose.
They shall police the church in keeping civil order and conduct.
Vachange vari mapurisa muchurch kuchengetedza runyararo nekuzvibata zvakanaka.
They shall assist in taking local offerings.
Vachabatsira pakutorwa kwemipiro church.
They shall oversee the spiritual conduct of the church in working with the pastor and one another on spiritual problems and matters of the saints.
Vachabatsira kereke pane kushandira pane zvekweya iye kubatsira nemufundisi uye kubatsira pachavo pane matambudziko anenge auya ane zvekuita nezvepamweya.
They shall be ready at any time to assist the need of every saint who is burdened and in need of spiritual consultation or general welfare.
Vachange vakagadzira kubatsira mucheni wega wega achange ari mutoro waanenge achida kubatsirwa kana pane zvavanenge vachida kubvunzwa pane zvepamweya kana zvimwe zveupenyu hwemazuva ese.
They have not the right to act upon any program or promotion without agreement with one another, the pastors or trustees in the program they are considering involves church funds.
Havatenderwi kuti vaite humwe hurongwa pachavo vasina kuenda kunoudza mufudzi kana matrustee kana hurongwa hwaida kuita huchizoda kuti pashandiswe mari yechechi.
They will be responsible before God for their conduct and manner of service according to the word of God.
Vachapindura pamberi pamwari pamazvibatiro avanoita maringe nezvakataurwa neshoko ramwari.
They shall not have a meeting among themselves without the pastor or associate pastor present.
Havatenderwi kuita musangano pachavo pasina mufudzi kana associate pastor.
This is the office of deacons.
Iyi ndiyo hofisi yemadhikoni.
So we are reading this so that you get to know.
Tikuverenga izvi kuti muzvizive.
What is expected of the various offices.
Zvinotarisirwa kumahofisi ese.
And also to let you know that all this that we are reading, you have the right to have a copy. You can see the trustees, they can give you a copy of this. The office of the trustees.
Office yema trustee.
The body of men shall govern the work of the church as a business group.
Iripo kanyarume richashanda nekuungana kwedu sekereke sekunge tiri bizini.
The elected protect the church in its financial matters, its business investments, the supervision of its properties and its expenditures.
Vakasarudzwa kuti vachengetedze kereke panyaya dzezvemari nemunoiswa mari nekereke nekuona kuti zvinhu zvese zviri kufamba zvakanaka here maringe nezvemari.
They shall strongly consider every move of the progress step by step which involves church funds.
Vacha nyatso kuyifungisisa pamusoro pane danho rose rakanaka kutora kana zvichinge zvichida kushandiswa mari yechechi.
For they shall be responsible to keep the church from indebtedness and the saints from burdens that are too great to bear financially.
Vachava nebasa rekuchengetedza kuti kereke isapinde muzvikwereti uye kuchengetedza vatsvene kuti vasazotora mitoro inogona kuvaremera pane zvemari.
In the undertaking of any project, regardless what it is, they are to bring the matter to the pastor for consultation by the pastor.
Kana paine basa rinoda kuitwa kana project zvisinei kuti chii vanofanira kuunza nyaya yacho kune mufudzi.
Consultation by the pastor only for every financial project the church wishes to invest or engage itself therein is absolutely required.
Kubvunza mufundisi pane project yese inenge ichida kuzoitwa nekereke kana zvichida kuitwa mari chinhu chakakosha kuhofisi yemutrust.
The office of the treasurer.
Hofisi ya treasurer.
The responsibility of the treasurer is to provide an exact account of the financial status of the present funds in the treasury.
Basa ratreasurer ndirekunyatsokupa mari chaiyo irimo muaccount panguva yainenge yabvunziwa kuti tine mari yakati.
This report is to be made available to the pastor or the board of trustees upon their request of such a report.
Ripoti ichapiwa kune mufudzi kana kuboard rematrustee painenge yabvunzwa.
No other office in the church may have access to this information.
Hakuna imwe hofisi yemuchechi inokwanisa kupuwa ripoti ya treasurer.
He may obtain such information from the trustee's report given to him by the treasurer.
Anogona kuwana mashoko akadai kubva kumatrustee kana kuna treasurer.
treasurer shall sit in every on every trustee meeting to take notes and minutes of actions taken by the board of trustees.
Treasurer achagara musangano yese matrustee achinyora maminutes pane zvese zvinenge zvakaitwa neboka rematrustee.
Hence, not the authority to convey or acknowledge the financial status information to any acting office in the church, but the pastor or board of trustees.
Avatendere kutape uchapuku wemari yekereke kune mumwe munhu ari kufanira mune imwe office.
He shall not be a consultant on spiritual matters, nor is it of need that he should attend meetings of the deacons unless asked to by the pastor.
Achazenge haikona kuenda kunobvunza zvinhu zvepamweya kuna treasurer, asi anogona kukumbirwa zvake kuti agare musangano wemadhikonzi kana akumbirwa.
The office of the music program.
Hofisi yezvekuimba nekuridza.
The music program and all order pertaining to the development of such a program is under the supervision of the pastor only and the associate pastor.
Program yemusic kana chese chinoda kuita chekuti music ibudirire kana urongwa hwezvekuridza nekuimba huri pasi peutungamiriri hwemufundisi vega kana associate pastor.
During regular services, special meetings or revivals, or at all times, the pastors shall advise and conduct this program.
Kana paina special meetings kana ma revival panguva dzose mufudzi ndiye achazopa zano rekuti urongwa hunofambiswa sei.
The trustee board shall advise on the purchasing of any musical instruments and the pastor shall be consulted.
Board rematrustee ndo richapa mazano ekuti tinoda kushandiswa pakuridzwa zvinotengwa sei asi vachishanda pamwe chete nemufundisi.
Any suggestions for musical programs by the saints, the deacons, or such parties interested should be presented to the pastor, who will welcome them and advise on such suggestions.
Mazano ose ane chekuita nezvemusic programs kubva kuvatsvene nemadhikoni kana nevamwewo vakadaro vanenge vanoda kupinda muprogramu yemusic zvinofanira kuendeswa kune mufundisi, vanozvigamuchira vozopa zano kuti zvinofambiswa sei.
It is preferred the pastor shall control this program as he is the leader of the worship service and confidence is placed in his ability to lead the church in worshiping that is most pleasing to God.
Akafanira kuti mufundisi vave vanotungamira programu yemusic sezvo varivo mutungamiriri weshumiro, uye zviri nani kuvimba nemufundisi kuti vave ivo vane chekuita nekutungamira kushumirwa nekuimbwa muchechi, nekuti ndivo vanogona kugadzira urongwa hunoita kuti Mwari vakwazwe pakushumira.
Music programs, testimony services, addressing by various parties, reports to the church by various offices, or any program that intervenes the worship time should be under the pastor's supervision.
Music programs, nenguva dzine zvapupu nezvimwe zvingada kuzopuwa nevanhu vakasiyana, kana mareports kumaofisi akasiyana echurch, kana imwe program ine chekuita kana inopindira panguva yekunamata, nguva yacho inofanira kupuhwa kune mufundisi, vave ivo ndo vanotungamirira.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Sarashingari kuzwe.
So in the message,
mumaridzwe,
we are transparent.
Tinoita zvinhu pachena.
What the pastor read,
zvinoverengwa nemufundisi,
everyone else read the same.
Mumwe munhu wese anoverenga zvimwe chete.
So that as a church we move, walk in unity.
Kuti sekereke tifambe muhumwe.
We should always move in unity. No wonder why everything we do it transparently.
Tinofanira kufamba tiri muhumwe, ndosaka zvinhu zvose zviri kuitwa pachena.
So like the prophet said,
sezvataurwa neprofita,
say when the officers were presented, you the church, you have the right to choose that you did.
Sezvataurwa neprofita, kana vamiriri vemahofisi vaiswa pamberi penyu vovasarudza, makavasarudza makatozviita.
And then he said after some weeks will come and then lay hands on them in ordination, and that's exactly what we are doing right away.
Zvinovanotaura zvakare kuti kwapera masvondo akati kuti vanodzoka zvakare voiswa maoko vochigadzwa muhofisi yavo. Ndozvo chaizvo zvatida kuita mangwanani ano.
I'll ask the deacon board.
Jak
to make their way to the platform, so that we do the ordination. At the same time, I'll just ask the song leaders to take their position.
Give us a song.
As the officers make their way to the platform. Meanwhile, the ushers will take their position.
Praise be the name
of the Lord. Are you happy so far?
Amen.
The ones whom you chose, they're going to be ordained.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, save me.
For the sake of our visitors, maybe those who came after the election of the officers, these are the seven deacons that you chose. To my immediate right is chairman of the deacon board, Brother Nyararai Makwinye. Next to him is Brother Paul Mawango. And next is Brother Joel Taferenika. After him, Brother Aaron Musara. Next, Brother Stephen again Maruya. Brother Johnson Dondo, next after him. And lastly, to my extreme right is Brother Solomon.
We'll
bow our heads as we ask them to come take their ordination. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a great privilege this morning to come before your throne of grace. What is this, that throne of grace, Heavenly Father, we come to Jehovah with Brother Nyararai Makwinye, Lord, as we take, Lord, Father Lord Jehovah, his ordination, Lord, in 2020. As Deacon, Eastleigh Tabernacle, Lord, we pray, may you give him, Lord, the special wisdom of Almighty Jehovah, and all the sincerity that it takes, Lord, to be in the office of a deacon. Father, we want to thank you as we ordain him, deacon, 2020, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before your throne of grace. We want to thank you, Father Lord Jesus Christ, for this time like this, home, our God, Lord, in your hands, Almighty Jehovah. We pray, Heavenly Father, may we find favor in your sight, O God. Father, even in the sight of your children, as he moves in and out of them, Lord Jesus Christ, to do his duties, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you give him the wisdom. Lord Jesus Christ, for we know, Lord Jehovah, this time your children, they need your help. And Father, Lord Jesus Christ, be with him, Lord Jehovah. Be with his heavenly, Almighty Jehovah. We pray as we commit him, Father, Lord Jehovah, and ordain him deacon, as the tabernacle 2020, the wonderful name of our Lord and soon to come Savior Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Jesus Christ, that Lord God, in this esteemed office of a deacon, Lord. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that you save you, O God. Heavenly Father, helping Lord, your saints, Lord God, before you come to take us home. I pray that you may give him the wisdom. I pray that you may give him his family. I pray, Almighty Jehovah, for wisdom, Almighty Jehovah. We pray, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, as we see, Lord, the days, Lord, drawing nigh for your coming. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you may be with him, Almighty Jehovah. We pray as we ordain him, deacon, this day, tabernacle 2020, the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Father, we are coming to say thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, may you give him the wisdom, Lord. Be with his family, O God. Father, as he moves in and out of your children, Lord, I pray, may you give him, Lord, over the right sincerity, Lord. Even, Lord God, the favor among his children, O God. Father, is there still more time, Lord, over before your coming? I pray that you give him wisdom, Lord, that you serve you better in this esteemed office of a deacon. We want to thank you, Almighty Jehovah, as we ordain him, deacon, 2020, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Jesus Christ, we commit him, Lord, to you, Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, as he moves in and out of your children, Heavenly Father, may he find favor, O God, even before them and before you. Lord, may you give him the wisdom, Almighty Jehovah. Lord, to judge between matters, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we realize your coming is very close. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you may be with him, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, O God. Lord Jesus says that you may be with him, Lord, as he takes, O God, Heavenly Father, in the ordination, Lord, 2020 at this tabernacle. We want to thank you, Father, as we ordain him, deacon, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So grateful this morning to come before your throne of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, you ordained this before the foundation of the world, and you knew exactly that this day we're going to come with Brother Johnson Dondo, O God. Father, Lord, as he takes Almighty Jehovah his ordination, Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful, Father, Lord God, for this happening, Lord. We pray, may you give him, Lord, the wisdom, O God. And Lord Jesus Christ, as you will be moving in and out of your children, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, may time, Lord God, that you've given to us, that Brother Solomon here will kneel before thy throne of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, O God, we pray, as Solomon of old, Father, Lord, ask for wisdom, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, may you love him with wisdom, O God. Heavenly Father, that he moves in and out of your children, Lord. Heavenly Father, we have the wisdom, Lord, to them, O God, and even to divide, Lord Jesus Christ, their issues, Lord. Father, we want to thank you, O God. May you also be with the setting. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, O Almighty Jehovah, for this time, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you as we ordain him deacon 2020, is the tabernacle, wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ordain him. And thank you, Father, Lord God, for this occurrence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We presented this to you on the 12th of January. And you voted them in, so we are here to ordain them in their office right away. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, Brother Campion Mafuke kneels before thee, Lord Jesus Christ, today. Lord Jesus Christ, he realizes, oh God, in his wisdom from you. Lord Jesus Christ, Father, may you give him such a God. Lord Jesus Christ, as he kneels down, Lord Jehovah, his ordination, Lord, as trustee 2020, I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you may be with him, O God. Lord, I pray, Lord Jehovah, as he does his work, Almighty Jehovah, Lord Jesus Christ, give him the necessary wisdom, O God. Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord, your children, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord God, will not have, Lord, burdens that are to bear financially to bear, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, as we ordain him, Lord, trusting 2020, is a tabernacle in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ, as he moves in and out of your children, I pray, Heavenly Father, may he find favor in their sight. May he also find favor in your sight, Lord. I pray for his family. Lord Jesus Christ, be with them, O God. Lord Jesus Christ, we know in this world we're living in, Lord. Father, Lord, difficulties, Lord, economically. But Father, Lord Jesus Christ, in office of your trustee, I pray, O God, may you also give him the wisdom, Father, Lord. That Father, Lord, that will keep the church away from indebtedness, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you as we ordain him, trusting his tabernacle 2020, the wonderful name of our Lord, and soon comes the Lord Jesus Christ to pray. Amen.
Grace proved them wrong.
That's the goodness of our God.
Amen.
We thank the Lord. The sound engineers are doing a good job. They run around
to make sure.
We must pray for them. They run around before service that everything is fine-tuned.
We are so thankful unto the Lord. One of these days, when our work on earth is done,
we
will leave this place. Go up to meet our Maker. Time is telling us. Natural happenings telling us. Don't wait for signs to confirm that it is homegoing time. In fact, signs should ask us to say, is it home time, homegoing time? We long for that Beulah land. As we are longing for that Beulah land, we want to dwell together in unity. We start doing that here on earth as we prepare to go to meet our Maker and stay with Him up there. Just a scripture reading, 133 of Psalms, you may take your seat, it's fine.
133,
we want to read the entire chapter. We're going to read it together. I think, yeah, that's better. So he's not going to interpret. So if he wants to, he can read while I'm also reading the same way everybody. So we are reading at the same time, all of us. The entire chapter of Psalms 133. Let's start. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let's read it again. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
What a scripture.
Hey,
behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Short time, we just want to talk about the various offices, as we say, dwelling together in unity.
Once in a while,
allow also so we become slow, we read a lot of reading. You know, we don't normally do this all the time, but today, just allow us to do it. You know, some of the things is good, especially if you hear it first hand from the prophet. Is that alright with everybody? Is that alright with everybody? Wonderful. Yeah, whistling is very good, eh?
Yeah, kuriza metero rakanaka.
And ululating.
Yeah, kuriza mururu anamai.
I'm sure it's a distinction of the descendants of Simon of Cyrene.
Ndotenga kuti ichi chinhu chakatotsaurirwa vana vedzidza ra Simon weKuri.
Amen. God bless you, saints.
Amen.
I think some need some lessons. I'll ask the more mature one, especially the sisters. I know how to ululate. And the young sisters, you know, these are some of the things to say, yeah, the women, you teach the young. So, we are all So, young girls, sisters, hear what your mothers are going to teach you.
Saka vasikana vechitererai bhururu chiitwa nana amai.
God bless you, sisters.
Mwanako baba
dei. I tell you. Demons, they don't want something like this.
But demons had it. Kurizwa kwe bhururu wakadai.
Pharisees don't want something like this.
Yeah.
Remember the triumphal entry.
Amen.
They were making such noise. And them demons,
in
the form of Pharisees,
they
wanted to quieten them.
Amen.
But they said, like our sister, God bless you, sisters. Brothers, God bless you.
Amen.
All together, God bless you.
Amen.
How good, how blessed it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Did you check something? Sit down by that. I just want you to do it alone. Just do your.
Sit down by that. Don't come around to me, boss. Sit down with me.
I'll tell you what.
Manage to do good thing.
During some service, when I'm up there, if she's not there, I can hear she's not there.
And some service, can I ask him on the doctor? She's what I am. Did you say?
Amen.
So I just want you to hear. I'm not saying you are the loudest, but I just want you to prove a point.
I'm just putting people up on a very good start. Manage to do good thing.
Just go ahead and do the. You can do.
Oh, you got to try bururu and that.
Brother Fernandez, can you do some? Oh, please, Carol.
Brother Fernandez.
Just want all of us to do it.
Now what is going to say?
God bless you.
Guru Namaste.
Did you hear something?
What is a man's way?
She did her level best. He did his level best. But in their individual capacities, it was not emphatic or it was not thunderous. As compared when the entire church was in unison. So we are saying
that
how good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. There is power in unity. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says,
Profita Anot.
Oh, yes. If we don't finish it, I'm sure the Lord will give us time to come to talk about not the power of unity. In church order, the prophets say, so we're talking about how each one of us should just maintain, be on his post of duty. Officers on their post of duty. Each individual post of duty. You can also feel it if somebody who plays the tambourine, if they are not at their post of duty, you can see that the song service is not as it normally will be. So yes, just mention the name. So we know. So do your, be on your post of duty. he mentioned Sister Bandi.
Ndataura Sister Bandi.
Imagine she wants to play the keyboard.
Chimbofunga ikuvada kuridza keyboard.
Do you think we'll have a song service? I like it, you
laughed.
Because there won't be unity there. So by unity, it means somebody is doing or is at his or her post of duty.
But
his her son, yes, if he's there, you know he is on his post of duty. The mother is playing the tambourine. Brother Fernandez is whistling.
Brother Fernandez, the
other brothers, they are having their hoarse voices. And angelic voices coming in as well from the sisters. Unity falls in and the church moves. So in summary, what we are saying, as we're talking about how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to go together in
church,
just maintain your post of duty. Do not strive to do or to act or to be somebody when you are God ordained you to be another person. Some functions they are public. Some are behind the scenes. So it is alright. It doesn't matter to say the one who is most seen by people has got the most important task. No, it's not like that. It is not like that.
Pastor Mujiri.
So just like the body, you might think the eyes, they are so important. But if the legs, they go on strike. The eyes won't be able to see that which is just a little distance away. And imagine you are so happy. So you want to say, hallelujah, praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And your hands, they go on strike. The body is almost like it's paralyzed. So there is power in unity and cohesion of the body. So as the deacons will be moving in and out, let's support them. I remember some time back, I was a single brother. One thing that was so unique is that you know for sure about deacons. When you are in church, if you see a deacon coming, the church was small and so we could not be inside all of us. So if you see him coming in your general direction, you know, I know some who pretend as if, you know, they are meditating. Because our esteemed deacon, when they are doing their duties, they will simply say, they look at you right in the face, and they just stretch his hand like this. If you see his finger just doing like this, sometimes they'll do something like this. It's a sure sign to say, brother, take your Bible and your belongings, come out. And then you enjoy the service
while
you are outside. And another preferred brother or sister will then come in. That's the power of unity. Maybe I will be inside being single. I might not know that, you know, a more mature person is arrived.
Right.
Now, so if there is no unity there, I being a young unmarried brother will say, hey, but why did the people, out of all these, why did he choose me? And I came early. I wanted to hear the gospel whilst I'm in church. But this is the power of. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says, paragraph 20. So we're talking about just the various offices, how we need to collaborate and then help each other.
We spoke
about the trustees handling the finances.
But
you also notice that if you have a need in a financial nature, you don't go to the trustees. Now we realize that there is millions tonight without food, the prophet is saying without clothing.
Yes, not that million love
to be able to help the whole group of them.
No, tungada kubabatira mose imago.
Everything we could, but financially we cannot do that. We can't support all the world. We are duty bound to our own. And I think in that, and then if we have anything left over that you would want to contribute to the people who are not members of this church, something that you want to give them, it should be met between the board of the deacons. So you can see, you know, if you, the default position is, if you talk finance, default position is, you know, even the time, you know, always want to go to the trustee.
We must really trust them.
Because
when you talk about money, you really need someone you can trust. It doesn't mean if you are not a trustee, you can do otherwise with your finances.
I'm sure, you know, chasing all my officers, so
I believe we were all desire to be officers.
I think all my trustees, they say.
We can all be trustees.
So I'm sure we qualify to be trustees.
If we can be trustees on issues of money, we can all be trustees.
So I think we can all be trustees.
So if you are desiring to be a trustee, here is an opportunity for
you.
Let us be trusted when it comes to the issue of money.
The deacons is every night I'm from hallelujah, that's the money.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have them amen and hallelujah.
That's what voice in the Shamaria.
I heard my friend's voice. It was a tender voice. Sometimes even if it's difficult, just force yourself to say amen. We understand that things are difficult. And money is hard to come by. Just say, God, I want to be a trusted individual.
If you do your part, brother and sister, move the rock, God will do the rest. It is up to God to speak Lazarus into existence or from the dead. But if the Lord asks you to move the stone and you say, no, I don't think I'll be able to, your brother Lazarus will remain in the grave.
Praise
be the name of the Lord. The deacon is the one that's made this opposition or this problem rather. Because that is in the Bible when the dispute come up about food and clothing and so forth in the book of Acts.
The apostles
in about it and said, God, look out for yourself seven men of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost. The scripture we read.
And I will talk about
and it isn't the pastor's duty to look out for food and so forth.
That's
supposed to be by the deacons.
No, go to deacon.
It isn't the trustees.
Arisbasarema trustee.
It is the deacon's office to do this. Remember in the Bible, there was contributing there all the Greeks and the Jews, and there an argument came up. Getting a little more than the other, but it was people who had sold the goods and gave it unto the church for its support.
So
that
it
be divided among them equally.
There
was a little dispute come up, and there is where we got our first deacons. And that's one of their duties, is to do that. I think that as our own people, we should take care of them. Should be turned in and complained
to the
chairman of the deacon board. And then it should be met by the deacon board and see what they are able to do about it. All those things which is clothing, food, financial help, whatsoever, it should come through
deacons.
Then the deacons, when they decide they are going to do about it, should be presented then to the treasurer to see if the treasurer is able at this time to pay this certain amount of finance.
To
buy this clothing or whatsoever. But the deacon board should meet on that. And it doesn't go to the trustees or to the pastor, is the deacon's thing altogether.
Praise
be the name of the Lord. The prophet also says, by the way, while I'm speaking somebody in around this country somewhere is guilty of writing some cards. To move brother Neville out of this pulpit.
Who is a brother Neville for pulpit?
You are going to have to settle that with me. That's right. Yes, indeed. Now I want something about the deacon board. The deacon board is not not one thing to do with that pastor. Not say the congregation in full has all the authority. Deacon Board is just a policeman here in this church just to keep order and so forth. But when it comes to rules, the whole church has say so. This church is built upon the sovereignty of the local church. Therefore, the prophet is saying, I have nothing to say in moving this pastor or putting one in. I own the property.
Is
given to the church. You all are the church. You people are the one who control. You are the church yourself. So some of these things we just have to read so that people are advised or well informed. Because you hear some people saying, it is one person who can move the pastor in or who can move the pastor out. You can clearly see this is against what the prophet teaches. So we are reading this so that it becomes so transparent. In case you hear somebody, you know, there are more than 400 messages, so it's very possible somebody might not have come across such. So don't talk to that person in a begrudging manner, but just also show him to say, oh yes, I know there are so many of the messages and so many calls for adventure. You have not come across this, so it's not a one man or one woman band, it is entire church. It's not even the deacon board's
too.
It's not even the trustee board. But it is the entire church, you. So you see how important you are. Therefore, you should dwell together in unity because you are so important. And the church, the Holy Church of God, is the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in that
church.
And the only thing I do is own property, give it over to the church, give it to the church, and it's tax free. The church elects its own pastors. I have nothing to do with it.
And
the only way this pastor could ever live would be the pastor decides himself to go, or the majority of the votes of the church would have to say, change the pastor. That's the only way. No deacon board can do it. No, the deacon board only keeps order and things in the church.
The trustees
have nothing to do with it, only repair the church. And they can't do it until the World Trustee Board meets and say, we'll build this. You know, we're talking about, you know, so they've got a job now. Remember what we're going to pray, we get, you know, that land, so that the trustee board, at least now, they go to work.
Yeah,
How many would want our trustee board to be on their post of duty? The Lord is going to answer our prayer. Then they will have to ask the treasurer if they got the money to do it. But if there is any complaint against any member, if a member has a complaint against one another, or something wrong, you are supposed to go to that brother yourself and talk to him and he alone.
Kana pane chimwe chaitika chisina kunaka, unofanira kuenda kuhama iyoyo, munokurukurirana nyaya iyoyo, muri vaviri pamwe chete.
Yes, brother, if somebody has done something wrong and you feel he has wronged you,
wongu hama kana pane hama yakukanganisira, uchinyatsoona kuti vakukanganisira.
The prophet is saying, you go to that person and talk to that person.
Munotaurirana nemunhu iyeye.
It's not needful for you to start spreading that to another person. Go to that person. Now, if he doesn't agree or to be reconciled, then the next thing takes place, you take one of the deacons or somebody and go with you to that brother.
Chinotevera ndechekuti unotora mudikoni kana imwe hama mwodzokera kuhama iya.
Then if he won't receive you, then you come tell it to the church.
Zvinokana aramba kugamuchirai mochidzoka moudza church.
And then if he won't receive the church, then the Bible says, let them be as a heathen and a publican.
Zvinokana aramba kugadziriswa nechurch, Bible rinobva rati ngaaite semuheteni.
So the first thing, go to that person, go to that sister, tell the sister, sister, I'm not happy. Did you really mean what I heard or what you did? You know, sometimes you then realize it's not exactly as you heard. You know, the devil is very good when he hears something, he just I'm twist a little bit, you know, like what he did in the Garden of Eden.
Mashokwa wakanzwa asiriyo chaiwo sekutaurwa kwa zvakaitwa sezvakaita Satan nemano mana ake kushandura mashoko zvakaita minreite.
So if you don't go to that person and ask him or her,
kasaenda kumunhu kunomubvunza,
you might build a complex when in actual fact there is no issue at all.
Panogona kutoita ruvengo asi pasina kana nyaya.
Because the devil will be at work.
Nekuti ndi Satan anenge ari pabasa.
Remember three words, not the one that happened in the Garden of Eden.
Mavara matatu aya ekuti not kuti hauzofi.
It changed the entire setup.
Zvakashandura mamiro ezvinhu.
So yes, the prophet is telling us, you go to the brother, you go to the sister, talk it over. If you don't agree or reconcile, then yes, approach a deacon and ask him for assistance.
Hans ne muprofita wedu enda unotaura nehama kana hanzvadzi asi kana maramba kuwirirana tora hama kana mudikoni.
Now if he or she doesn't also listen to the deacon, it comes to the church, and then if they don't also hear the church is you.
Zvinonzi kana azoramba kuzvwa mudikoni ano nyaya inozvira kuchechi kana aramba kurangwa nechechi.
And then
yacho,
the person will then be treated as a publican. Praise be the name of the Lord. And any person that knows a guilty person and don't go to talk to them and talk, then you are part of the church of God that's going to answer for that sin.
Iwe uri chikamu chechechi ya Mwari, uri chikamu chechechi ya Mwari ichanopindurira chivi ichocho.
That's right.
Ndizvo chaizvo.
You see somebody in sin and keep quiet, you are equally guilty.
Kana ukaona munhu ane chatadza iwe onyarara, wadziya moto wembavha.
I think Shona explains it so well there.
Kutenda kuti Shona inyatsozvikuritsa pachena.
Kwadziya moto wembavha muti.
If you see a person in sin and don't confess.
Ah, pedi sai Shona. Hanzi kwadziya moto wembavha watwamba.
If you partake of a thief's act, you are also a thief.
So that's exactly, if you see somebody in sin,
ukaona munhu ari muchivi,
and keep quiet,
wonyarara,
you are equally guilty.
Newewo wavane mhosva imwe chete.
What should you do?
Unofanira kuitei?
Inform the policeman of the church.
Udza mapurisa echurch madhikoni.
How many promise to say, Lord, help me, I will do as what your word is telling me.
Vangana vanovimbisa kuti tichaita sezvikutaurwa neshoko renyu.
This is exactly how we do it when we are going to live together in unity.
Ndo maitiro atofanira kuzviita kana tichazogara pamwe chete muhumwe.
Remember, you are your brother's keeper.
Rangarirai kuti uri muchengeti wehama.
You are your sister's keeper.
Uri muchengeti wehanzvadzi yako.
So for us to live together in unity,
saka isu kuti tigare muhumwe,
look after your sister.
Iva muchengeti wehanzvadzi yako.
Look after your brother.
Chengeta hama yako.
Amen.
Yes. Your brother might need you to keep him or her on track.
Wohama inogona kuda kuti nichengetedze iri mugwara.
Yes. Okay. Bless our trustee board.
Vakafadza ivo garedere ma trustee.
Our brother Wood.
Hama yedu Wood.
And our brother Egan, brother Robertson.
Hama Egan, hama Robertson.
And all others, Lord, deacons, trustees, and all that's associated in the church, we pray, Lord, that you let them serve their term with holiness and righteousness.
Madikoni, matrafi, nevamwe vose vanobatanidzwa muchechi yedu, tinonamata Ishe kuti muvatendere kuti vashumire patemu yavo iyi neutsvene nekururama.
Bless those, Lord, who have saved you in time past. And we pray that you will continue to be with all of us. That
we
will be known as a church of unity. And spirit and love of the Lord. So the prophet is praying even for you and for me that we continue together in unity in the spirit and love of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. So brother and sister, we are saying as a church, let's be united. Let's stick around or try also to make the lives of the trustees, the deacon board, brother and sister, the musician, whosoever, be bearable.
Gati ite kuti basare matrustee kana madiko kana vanoimba kana kuridza kana matechnician rive rinoshandika zvakanaka.
Praise the Lord.
Ishe ngavakudzwe.
Unity is so powerful, brother and sister.
Hama dzangu, humwe hwakanaka hune simba.
If you are united,
kana makabatana,
it is so easy.
Or,
yes, that the Lord will come and deal with our various situations. Even remember on the day of Pentecost, they were in one accord. In other words, they were united, unity of purpose. They were praying for the Holy Ghost. Because they were united, the Holy Ghost came down and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is the power of unity. Remember, even in
Babel,
they came together, they were united. They said, we want to build a tower that goes to heaven. I tell you, God realized that these people are united. What they want to do is not right. But because they are united, what they will do will prosper. God has to confound their language so that what they intended to do will not come to pass. Rather, I'm saying today, if God realized that what they were going to do, though it was bad, but it was going to come to pass because of unity, how much more, brothers and sisters, today, if you are united, do something which is right. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he came down on Babel and addressed a situation there, if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, I believe if we are united as a church, God is obligated to come down as well and come to our rescue. Brother and sister, if a sister you are told is not feeling well, if we come together as a church and plead before the Lord, the Lord will hear. You remember the story of Peter when he was in prison, brother and sister? He was in prison. He could not pray for himself. But there were people who realized there is power in unity. They called one another and said, brothers, let's assemble. And they went to one place and they started praying. Look at the power of unity, brother. The angel of the Lord had to be commanded to leave heaven, to go down on earth, not just on earth, at a place which is not pleasant, a place which is not right. Oh, brother and sister, if we're going to ask a person, no one of you want to go into prison. But the power of unity constrained the angel of the Lord to leave heaven and go into the prison. If the angel could go in prison, brother, how much more if we are united for the same angel to come in his temple? Remember, this temple was committed, it was dedicated to the Lord. If we are united to say we want to see the power of God, we heard the other day where the shadow of Peter, Peter merely walking as a normal human being. So Peter was just walking, brother. Now, about the healing of his shadow, it was not the power of Peter. Peter was just using his natural power as a human being to walk. If we are united as a church, as Eastern Tabernacle, to say we want to see the same power coming back in the church, I know it is possible. There is power in unity, brother. It is a scripture which we read. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And brother, the scripture also says, a blessing will be commanded. If you want blessings, brother, let us be united. If you want to receive your blessing, brother, be close to your sister. Think of your brother. Don't talk bad about your brother. Don't talk bad about your sister. You rather put him or her before the Lord. That's how you aim. That's how you harness. That's how you pull blessings from the Lord. And the word is going right now. Have the right mental attitude. That very right mental attitude will bring God down so that he'll be united with his church. So when we are talking of unity among his brethren, we are also saying, Lord, come and be united with your church. And when he comes to a united church, there is no amount of devil that can withstand the power of a united
church.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. The Lord is so good. It is only the devil who wants to cause division among his saints. So if you just see something happening that wants to cause you not to agree with your brother or sister, those things you don't even need to be a prophet. Just know this is just the devil. And you know one thing for sure, just show him off. The power you have to shut the devil off, to shake him off, you know, just like a weevil, or a tick. You apply DDT. I know it's no longer available, but that's what the prophet says.
DDT.
But as long as you just put that DDT, brothers in the balcony, can you hear me?
Amen.
Hey, I can see some with good hearing. Hear me, but most of them were not able to hear me. Now you can all hear me. Yes. We should apply the DDT on weevils. That will be coming to us. Wanting to cause us to be disunited.
Eyes,
DDT will kill them. You have the right brother. They are looking for a nice song for us to sing.
And you go to our Saga, Kamboka, and I
go in. Oh, you see, our brothers there eat.
Mauna Hamad said, you have about 21
years. That's right, taken all the world out. Spread you DDT, I believe they call it. That takes all the bugs out. And when you come through God's DDT, it takes all the world out. It kills all the parasites back behind. Praise be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for Malachi 4. You can just see this cannot be a man. No grade 7 person can say things like this.
Ask Moon, but you remember grade 7, Anga Botaura Zagadaish.
God.
Dimuari.
Or truth.
Muari Aka Mira Netokambiri.
Amazing grace. How sweet that sounds.
Dino Tapira Zagadi.
To say out of the abundance of people on earth. It is blessing who could believe the message of Malachi 4.
But indeed, Raymond, at a tender marriage to Malachi 4.
I thank God for that.
Atenda marina isoso.
DDT was applied on me.
DDT yaka papa is babandini.
Oh, thank God. Hallelujah.
Atenda mari. Hallelujah.
This is Malachi 4.
Di Malachi 4.
Tell anyone. They cannot withstand something like this. Oh yeah. Give when you are ready.
Timbre, you can amagazirira.
Tiri vawaza ni tiri vawa muri ya Jesu. Mambo, mambo we, daiti chidana da. Daiti chidana da.
yako hakuna, hakuna usikune. Isu tino ya murana, tino, tino ya murana. Vateni vaishe, mukuru hakuna kudaro, hakuna kudenga, isutiri hondo imwe mambo mukuru tosenga timu rirei no moyo. Pakufara kwedu tozobonga tozobonga mambo muku ona iwo masimba. Kanawo tinosi ikoka. Because I had a burden to sing the song, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.